people of Earth, and that one dude on the International Space Station who's supposed to be cataloging experiments right now, but who are we kidding? Stephanie never checks the logs. Anyway, the following podcast is not real. We've got a few big conversations to have today. First, Craig, Trisha, I'm calling a staff meeting later to discuss the veritable Whitman sampler of mutinous behaviors you've been considering.
Hey, remember me? It's Robot Arnie up in the space bunker. Wait, I'm not a robot. Why did I say that? You know, sometimes if enough people say something about you, it starts to affect your own perception of yourself. Regardless, I'm poking my head in here real quick to remind everybody that there are Magic Tavern live shows in Indianapolis coming up in August, and to announce that our special guest for the August 3rd show will be Stuart Wellington of the Flophouse. That show's getting kind of close to already selling out. And our special guest for the August 4th show will be Travis McElroy of The Adventure Zone and My Brother and Me. And we're working on some other surprises for both shows, but we can't talk about those yet. To get more info and links to buy tickets to both shows, go to hellofromthemagictavern.com and click on the live shows link. And while you're on the website, you can check out our merch, including two new Offices and Bosses t-shirts that look real cool.
Real cool.
So check out all of that at hellofromthemagictavern.com, or to look at the Offices and Bosses t-shirts directly, just go to podswag.com. All right, I'm going to get out of the way and let all the quote-unquote regular stuff happen.
Well, now that we've survived that nor'easter of bullet points, screw your attention span to the sticking place and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon.
Well, should we still call it that?
You're right, John. Sorry. Hello from outside the Magic Tavern.
Thank you.
A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 3 years and 2 months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still...
You're not used to standing, are you?
I know.
There you usually have a nice, comfy stool or a chair.
I know. There are no chairs out here. Yeah. It's so much more comforting doing the show inside the tavern, yeah. Vermilion Minotaur in the town of Hawk's Face in the land of
Can Foon. I give you a tip?
Sure.
Bend your knees. If you lock your knees, you're going to pass out.
I've been locking my knees all week.
I swear to you. Don't. You're going to pass out.
All right. Whew. Okay. But see, now my legs are getting tired from bending them. I guess I shouldn't be doing a full-on basketball defensive stance.
Why don't you just use your floating spell?
My floating spell?
Yes, look at me. I'm just floating here. I'm as comfortable as could be.
That's right. My co-host Usador is just floating.
Yay. I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Alec. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Huxangjis, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmoenius Maystar.
Glass Anus.
And there may be other secret names. High names of such great power and poise. Tent, that if you were heir to see them writ upon a page, the very page would come to life, form into a paper man, and strangle you to death.
Wow.
And you can just float. Yeah. The simple floating spell.
Yeah, and I'm also... Sorry. I'm also... I'm
Fuck,
also
buddy.
Joined
wow.
by my co-host, Chunt, the Talking Badger.
Bing bong.
How you doing, bud?
Great. It feels good, you know, being in a badger form, mm-hmm. in a badger state. It's great to be outdoors, you know, to like really up the sun, to be connected with nature. And in nature, Arnie, you never know what you're going to see. I mean, look over there.
I have to turn. You want me to turn my head all the way over there?
Here, I'll turn you. Look, there's many, many mumbling mice right over there.
Wow. Many mumbling mice.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. You don't see that inside the tavern. This is nature, my boy.
You don't see that inside the tavern, although we reference it about once every 30 or 40 episodes.
Do we?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I like that song they're singing. It's mighty nice.
Mighty nice.
Mm-hmm.
But guys, ever since Activia came back and kicked us out of the tavern, I don't know what to do with myself. Like, my whole life has been living in that tavern for the last 3 years.
Well, to be fair, Activia Barleyfoot is the rightful owner of the tavern. We'd never found her father.
And we did really fuck up that tavern over the last couple of
years. Well, it's a bit of a mess right now, granted. But now this is, think of it as an opportunity. Whenever the goddesses close a door, they open a window. This is an opportunity for you to get out, accomplish the things you've meant to accomplish for so long, yet have put off for far too long.
Yeah, that's right. And I know a lot of listeners have been excited for us to finally get out of the tavern and go out and explore. And now we are finally 50 feet away from the tavern.
Oh, that's
3 years later, we're getting shit done.
I know.
Feels good.
At this rate, we'll be like in the woods in like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, every little bit helps, right?
I mean, right now we're in the weeds, but soon we'll be in the woods.
Yeah. But guys, first of all, I'm going to sit on the grass.
Yeah.
You guys don't mind. I can't stand this whole time.
Take a load off, Arnie.
Why don't you just use your floating spell?
I don't have a floating spell. Usador, would you float me?
I'm supposed to float you and me?
Here, look, I will get a floating spell, but until I learn one, can you just float me until the weekend?
Fine. I'll give you a loaner.
Okay, thank you.
I love my heart in San Francisco. What?
It worked, but also, did your tongue go numb?
It's a real guttural spell.
No, it's a spell to help you float.
What was that again?
I love my heart in San Francisco.
Yeah, are you saying I woke up like this?
What? No. Well, if you want me to do the full version.
Sure, please.
This is just floating. If you want to fly, you have to do, I left my heart in San Francisco. And look at me as I fly through the sky.
That looks exhausting.
Do you have a place to stay right now? I mean, I know
don't. I've been sleeping under these bushes outside the tavern.
Oh, fuck, Arnie. I mean, that kid Drew has a mansion over there.
That's so far away.
No, Drew is not coming back.
You sure?
Absolutely. I don't know why, Chunt. Stop talking about Drew.
He's a cool kid.
Chunt, I would rather have you on this podcast, right. And there's only so many mics.
Or two totally separate people.
That's true. Hey, speaking about other people, the great thing about being in the tavern is we could just grab some random monster or adventurer to be a guest on the podcast. But outside, like, who's going to be on the show? Is this going to be one of those weird ones where it's just us?
Well, no, we can do that as they're coming in or out of the tavern. You know,
one of those weird ones where it's just us?
You know, one of those weird episodes where it's just us.
What the fuck?
I mean, they're a little weird.
Why are they weird? I feel like we get to catch up. I feel like it's plot driven.
This is true. Look, I'm not saying they're bad.
I love it when my life is plot driven.
That's true.
And I think that there's nothing that people like more than being stopped on their way in or out of a place. So if we just say, hey, you're about to go into the tavern or you're just coming out of the tavern, here comes squat with us by this fence.
Oh, there's my friend Josh. Josh.
Hey.
Josh, what are you going into the tavern?
You're going into the tavern, Josh?
Josh, do you have a minute for Hello from the Magic Tavern?
I was just actually going to get a drink. It's good to see you guys.
Oh, it's 10 a.m.
Yeah, it was
Josh, you gotta get your life together, man.
We'll talk about Josh later.
Okay.
Yikes, bikes.
Bye.
Bye, Josh.
Bye, Josh. I guess I shouldn't have said that in front of him.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. Is there another guest that we could...
Oh, Mr. Chauncey.
Would you please get out of my way? I'm trying to enter the tavern. What? Hello?
Mr. Chauncey.
Oh.
Come over here by the fence.
Oh, my. Bless my buttons. The hosts and stars of Getting Nuts.
Yeah, well,
this is guilty very as charged.
Yes. Oh, well, actually, today we're recording that other show that we mentioned to you that isn't as popular.
Oh, the spin-off.
Yes, the spin-off. Yes. Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Oh, right. I haven't had a chance to listen to it.
I can't blame you.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Arnie. I'm from
Anyway, what a pleasure it is to see you again, Usador and Chant. How wonderful to run into you.
How wonderful to run into you. Can I ask you something? Before we get deep into conversation with you, I just want to make sure we're respecting your energy, respecting your time. When we say a four-letter word that starts with F and ends with N,
yes,
is that still an issue? Are you cured? Are we...
It's unpredictable, but it's still a bit of an issue, yes.
Okay.
What would happen before is, of course, I would go into some sort of, I don't know, a fugue state anytime anyone would utter a four-letter word beginning with F and ending with N. It would cause me to, well, I had some sort of spell come over me. Not a magical spell, but some sort of terrible physical thing would happen to me where I would just repeat the words fawn and foon over and over again. And Now something happens, but I'm not sure exactly what it is because I know that I go into some sort of state, and no one has told me what it is that I do, but from the looks on their faces, it's not good.
Oh.
We should be very careful not to use those words.
So we shouldn't say a word like Foon.
Is he with you?
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
He's adjacent. Okay, he's podcast adjacent.
Yes. I'm Arnie. I'm the host of Hello from the Magic Tavern.
One of the hosts.
One of the hosts of the weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon.
Oh, I see. Yes. Yusror and Chant did tell me about this spin-off podcast that you do, and very nice to meet you. I heard about you when I guested on the, I believe it was the 2000th episode of
Kitten. Landmark.
2,000 episodes?
Yes. We're up to 4,000 now. Are you willing to come back for 10,000? We should get there in about a month or so.
Oh, I would love to. Yes, I would love to. Would
wonderful.
Have to come up with some new stories.
Well, that won't be a problem for you, Mr. Chauncey. You're always a delight.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're a bit of a troubadour.
Yes?
I must admit, we're in a bit of a fix today. We've been kicked out of the tavern, and we're looking for someone to join us as a guest on the spin-off podcast, and we were hoping that perhaps you'd speak to us for a few moments, since you are always so delightful and have wonderful stories to share.
I don't know how that would work. Me inside the tavern and you outside the tavern. Me in there comfortable enjoying a mead, and you out here just, I guess, talking to me through the window?
Yes, I see your point. What we had in mind was that you could stay out here with us for but a while.
Just out here by this bush?
Here in the elements. Look at the sky with that gray cloud coming in.
Yes, I was trying to get away from it by going into the tavern.
I see.
Usador could do a floating spell.
Ooh.
If you've ever wanted to float.
Yes, see, look
how I... Of course I've wanted to float.
Oh, you've never floated before.
Take a load off my hooves.
Here you go. I love my heart as amber as it goes.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Yeah, right?
Feels good,
right?
My.
It's great. It's just like sitting.
I mean, I suppose I could stay here for a little bit and chat with you fellows.
Oh, that would be me. As Foon's premier raconteur, it would be our pleasure.
And that's me, Foon's premier raconteur.
And if I'm the only one not floating, I mean, all right, already.
Do you want to float?
I'll float, yeah.
Please float with us, Chant.
Yeah. I love my heart as amber as it goes.
Look, I'm floating.
Wow.
Oh, I wish my grandpa could see me now. Just floating away.
Just up? Just going up, up, up?
Up, 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 up. Oh, this is delightful.
Why would it mean so much to your grandfather to see you floating?
Because he's dead. And I think if he were able to see me do anything, it would be very impactful and meaningful.
Oh, I see.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense. I guess I took from it that he'd always wanted to see you float and didn't get a chance to. But no. You're saying it's just something he would probably enjoy.
I feel like anybody dead would, you know, anybody who kicked the bucket would like to see.
So at any moment, you're like, hey, I just ate a sandwich. Ah, my grandpa would love to see that.
Yep.
Well, I find that most ghosts I communicate with, they feel pity for the living, for not being able to float. They look down on us and they say, they can't float through the sky. It's very sad.
Well, now we're just as good as any ghost.
That's right. Finally.
But we can eat a sandwich.
That's a good point, Arnold.
Just saying, ghosts aren't better than us.
Well, I don't know if that's
true.
We're
better than ghosts.
How dare you?
We have achieved the power of float. But ghosts have yet to consume a sandwich.
Well, someday in a perfectly just world, a ghost will be able to eat a sandwich right next to their counterparts of devils and demons and such that are allowed to consume whatever they want. Someday, I shall fight for this equality, and I shall make a sandwich so spectral that even a ghost can eat it. That's my goal in life.
So you would make a ghost sandwich?
Yes, I would make a sandwich appropriate for a ghost to eat.
But then it would be a sandwich that no mortal creature could eat.
Well, I suppose that's also true.
Wouldn't that be a bit gauche?
That would be a bit gauche.
Oh, man, now I really want to eat a ghost sandwich.
Maybe you already have.
Oh, I've been eating ghost sandwiches the whole time.
We might all be eating ghost sandwiches right now, for all we know.
Yes, ghosts often come up to us when they're invisible, and they just shove whatever they want to in our mouths.
No.
Like sandwiches and little
snacks.
This
changes a lot. Let's just hope it's
this
sandwiches.
Really retcons the
what
show.
Else, what else would it be?
Turkish delight.
Turkish delight. Yes.
Speaking of Turkish delight, Arnie, you don't know this, but Mr. Chauncey is from the north.
Yes.
He's from a town called
Portalia.
I was thinking Portillo's, but it's Portalia. He's one of the guardians of that area.
Oh, it's true. Although I'm sort of retired now.
That's right.
You know, on this podcast, we kind of interview our guests and things. So, Mr. Chauncey, for our listeners who have never listened to Get Nuts, like.
I don't think that's an issue.
I can't even imagine what this podcast that you're on now is very popular on Earth. Well, it's reasonably popular on Earth,
if you say so.
So you're a fancy little fawn?
I am a fancy little fawn.
This seems a bit.
As diminutive. You would see, my waistcoat, my cravat that I'm wearing.
It's where do you get this fancy clothes? Like most of the people I see around Foon just look like shit.
Well,
burlap sacks.
Yeah. What? I can say that because I'm not talking about you. Like, you look. I can say that other people look like shit when I'm using it to compliment how great you look.
I accept the compliment, of course. I compare myself to the others all the time. But I look at myself and then I look at them and their ridiculous, shapeless sacks and I think, not bad, Mr. Chauncey. Not bad. Looking good. I, of course, have a fabricator of clothing for me, a tailor of sorts, a gentleman who makes my clothing and charges me very little in the way of remuneration.
Oh. For this bespoke wardrobe?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
His name is Ross.
How does he do it so affordably?
I don't know. He's got his ways, but he's a wizard when it comes to clothing. I'm not a literal wizard. Mm. I mean, he makes the clothing by hand.
Understood.
It's not spell cast.
Damn, I get things
like that. Yes, I meant that he's just very good at it.
Yeah.
But he's so talented and so nimble that he's able to dress you for less.
Yes, he dresses me for less.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Oh. I get most of my clothes from the dress barn.
I've heard that barn is haunted.
You don't know what those ghosts are putting in your mouth.
Damn it. Or on your body. You may be putting on clothes that you find in this dress barn, but they may be putting on other clothes on top of it that only ghosts can see, and they're laughing at you.
We could all be eating ghost sandwiches and wearing ghost clothes right now and have no idea.
Guys, all this time, we think we're wearing what we're wearing, but ghosts see us wearing ridiculous ghost outfits.
We're puppets in their little game.
I say, we could be in a ghost building right now.
Have any buildings died near the Vermilion Minotaur?
Well, I think 10 years ago this very night, a building died.
Oh, no. Really?
I guess it's 10 a.m., but...
Oh, yes.
Tonight, will be a 10-year anniversary.
The old barn behind the Vermilion Minotaur burned to the ground.
It wasn't natural causes.
No, it was a building murder.
Well, here's my question.
Speaking of,
did that barn have any unfinished business?
Oh, certainly, for it was not the end of the harvesting season, and it did not fulfill its quest to fill itself full of hay and grain.
Speaking of, my friend Josh that we just saw go in the building, he burned down years ago.
Did he have any unfinished business?
Perhaps his unfinished business was to not be burned down?
Well,
was that the show? Did we do it?
Yep.
I was on my way.
Oh, that's right. I know you really. You know what? Why don't we do this? Why don't we take a quick break and we'll try to sneak somebody into the tavern to sneak a drink out for you. And then maybe if they could sneak a sandwich or something out for me. Because we've been talking about sandwiches so much. I'd really love a sandwich.
Oh, a prank worthy of any naughty ghost.
Oh, I have an ale summoning spell if you want me to just use that.
You do?
Yes, of course.
What happens when you summon the ale? Like, does it just
flies into my hand?
Really?
In a container or just
loose? In a container. No, it's not.
Just a cloud of ale.
Yes, just splashes me in the face. No. It comes in a mug. It's all prepared. It's all ready to go. Do you want me to cast it?
Sure, yeah.
Flag and wagon.
Wow.
Here you go. Here's a flagon of mead for you.
Oh, look how wonderful.
Like your spell?
Flagon wagon. Here, there's enough for us all.
Oh, would you mind? I'd like to not have mine in a flagon, though.
Well, then perhaps you should learn a fucking spell.
Who's got you there?
All right, fine. I'll drink it out of a flagon. All right. Hey, we'll be right back. You know what? I've got to say, I'm just floating here, drinking a flagon, feeling pretty good.
No, this is wonderful. I agree, Barney. This is the way it should be.
It's Barney.
Hey, Barnold. Listen, I am so happy to see you fellows.
Oh, well, it's wonderful to see you too, Mr. Trotsey.
It's just been, you know, I'm down here because it's been a bit of a time up north. You know?
Yes. Last we spoke to you, your job had just come to an end.
Yes, yes.
Oh, you're retired. What was your job?
Oh, my job.
Yeah, he was a security guard of sorts.
Yes, a watchman. I would watch over things.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Huh.
And, always.
All the normal things you would think
normal
of.
Things yes. That you wouldn't care about.
Oh.
Boring, dull.
Oh. Oh, you know what? You know, this is such a fantastical land. I think it would be great for a change just to hear about a boring job. Tell me more about your really boring job.
Again, he just, you know, Watchman just kind of watches the Watchmen, you know, Watchmen watching Watchmen. And
if you're asking who watches the Watchmen, it's me.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would watch. Yeah, just to make sure that everything was as it should be and as boring as possible.
Oh, slow down. You're going, it's too detailed. I mean, that's wrapped up in a bow. That's his job.
But Mr. Chauncey, have you found some new line of work to keep yourself busy?
You know, it's difficult because we have to deal with that horrible lion that keeps dying and coming back to life, scaring everyone. And then there's, of course, the formerly beige witch, now a real gray witch.
Oh.
She's gotten even slushier.
Oh, no.
Yes. She was a white witch at first.
Oh.
And then just, time passes.
Sure.
And she just got a bit dirty.
This pink shirt I'm wearing used to be white.
What happened?
A lot of blood and wine.
So you didn't wash it with perhaps a red blouse or something, and then the colors ran together.
No,
this is just a filthy shirt you're wearing.
This is a very filthy shirt,
I wouldn't tell people that.
Okay, I do.
It's a strange information to volunteer.
Yeah.
To be fair, I tried to give him a new shirt for Winter Solstice, and he still wears that damn thing.
What? Who refuses a gift at Winter Solstice?
I don't. Well, it's very comforting wearing this old shirt from my world. You know, my wife got it for me and just reminds me of home.
Oh, you're married?
Yeah, I am married.
Oh, I wouldn't have.
Mr. Chauncey, have you considered, you haven't said what your new job is, but have you considered the possibility that you have a ghost job?
Because my old job burned down after a fashion.
Yes.
And so, do I still have my old job as a ghost job?
I think you're haunted by the idea of your old job.
Yes, I am. I most certainly am, Usador.
I thought you were suggesting that ghosts were just running around him all of the time, making it look like he was doing a different job.
Oh, like ghosts gave him a package and then waited till he took it somewhere.
Exactly.
And took it away from him as if he was some sort of strange ghost delivery man.
Yeah.
I suppose that's possible.
I mean, if I were a ghost and I had, like, all of eternity on my hands, I would do that.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight. So the idea is you're the ghost. You wish this ghost package to be delivered. You put it in the possession of a mortal being. Then you just hope that that being eventually goes to the place where you want your ghost package delivered?
It seems ineffective.
It does.
But if you're a ghost, you've got nothing but time to kill. You're not paying for 2-day shipping.
That's true.
I think it's also possible that the ghosts are just tickled by it looking like we're doing jobs for them. You know, maybe it's almost like photoshopping real life.
What is that?
Well, on my world, there's this very complicated artistic program that you can use to make it look like your friends are, like, jacking animals off.
What? I don't know about that.
Is this its only application? Very specific.
That's it so far. I mean, I think there might be other applications that aren't used very often.
You see, Earth is a very strange realm. Not that you would know anything about it or ever met anyone from Earth.
No, I wouldn't. Earth was the name of it, did
you
say?
Yes, that's right, yes.
What a strange name that I've never heard before.
Yes, very weird. But Arnold has many technological devices and magic programs here. You see on his laptop this device.
But what is that?
It is a type of, dare I say, portal into Earth.
Oh.
Here, let me show you Final Cut Pro.
You guys are all like... What?
I was going to show him Final Cut Pro.
Oh, Trent's been teaching himself Final Cut Pro. Did you know that?
I've had Final Cut Pro on my computer for a long time because you know what? Someday, I'm going to make a movie. I've not been able to make heads or tails
I've been making a documentary about the tavern.
You have?
Yeah.
Well, that's over now.
Well, that's true. Let me delete, take it to this little trash can, and goodbye.
What? That's how the trash can works?
What a delightful noise.
It's like a crunching. Like a nice little crunching.
It's like a crunching, yes. Well, anyway, my job before I thought was very important, and now I'm a bit embarrassed to tell you that the job that I have now is, it's ignominious. It's not important at all.
Oh, I'm certain that isn't true. You're a wonderful fawn with many talents, and I'm sure however you're applying those talents is worthy of your time.
Well, I clean the privies.
Of
all of the Northern Territory.
Ooh.
It's a lot.
There's a lot of ogres up there, too.
Tell me about it.
You're right, and Usador's wrong. That's a beneath you job.
It is.
Yeah.
You can tell. I'm a gentleman.
Exactly.
Why shouldn't be cleaning such terrible places?
You're too fancy for privies.
I'm fancy. I'm a fancy little fawn.
You're so well-mannered. You're so well-coiffed. You have such an articulate way of speaking. I mean, surely there's some other job that could benefit from all your talents.
I applied for many positions of employment and was turned down at every one. I think someone has it in for me, and I think someone was sabotaging my chances.
Hmm. Is it possible there's just something you're saying and not realizing that is making it so you can't get these jobs? Because I feel like I see you walk into a job interview, and I'm like, what a fancy little fawn. You're hired.
Well, let's figure this out, because perhaps you're onto something. What if we play the roles of an interview for employment. I'll play myself.
Okay.
If we were to feign the interview?
What's that?
Is that a four-letter word?
No.
It isn't.
No. I guess there's a G snuck in there somewhere.
It certainly did. Ooh, G for ghost.
What if ghosts are putting extra letters in our words?
Oh, ooh, wouldn't that be fun with two U's?
Does it ever shift over one? I can say farm safely. Yes, that doesn't affect you at all.
No, not at all.
Oh, that's good. Well, just making sure.
Can it be a made-up word?
Like what?
Like farn.
Whoa!
You piece of shit! I'll kill you!
His eyes turned blood red. Are you all right, Mr. Chauncey?
What happened?
Oh, you passed out for a moment, and you screamed at us, and your eyes turned blood red.
Guys, I think that's it. I think he's applying for jobs at places with Farn in the title.
Yeah! You motherfucker! How dare you fucking head on!
Mr. Chauncey!
What? Oh, my word. What happened?
It happened again. We said one of the F words with the N at the end. And then you turned into a beastly version of yourself.
Oh, no, tell me that didn't happen. I'm Mr. Chauncey.
I know.
I'm a fancy little fawn.
You are such a fancy little fawn. I hate to see you in such a state. I shall commit part of my time and my wizardly knowledge to curing Mr. Chauncey. I shall find a way to set him free of this curse.
We do have a lot on our plate right now.
We do. To be honest, we have a lot on our plate. But Mr. Chauncey's been a good friend. He's, you know, he didn't have to be on the show. He was walking by, you know.
That's true.
He's helping us out. I mean, look, we're just floating in the front of the Vermilion Minotaur. I mean, this isn't like us. So let's do him a solid, huh?
Mr. Chauncey?
Yes?
Would you mind for a moment if I put a sphere of isolation around your face?
Well, no. Just my face?
No, your whole head.
Oh, okay, because that's where his ears are.
Yes. We just need to have a private conversation for just one moment.
Oh, I understand. Can I sneak my flagon of mead in?
Absolutely.
There?
I'll make it big enough for you to get your flagon in.
I'll
there.
Hold it up there, and then you do the thing.
Okay. Karath Green, I'll from Chuck. Yeah. It occurs to me that Mr. Chauncey could be one of the substitute mayors of Hogsface. Mm. We have the mayor, Sash. Uh-huh. It'd look great over his vest.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
And we each spend a week, a month, being the mayor of Hogsface, but we're so busy with, as you said, mm-hmm. we have so many things on our plate. And then, of course, the fourth in our quadumvirate of mayors is, of course, Mayor Manana, the little sentient banana who doesn't speak. But What if Mr. Chauncey took a week as well? I think he'd look great in that sash.
I mean, look, he would look great in that sash.
I think it'd help him get his dignity back.
That's
I
true.
Mean, also, he's clearly old money. Like, let's get him.
We could give him, like, any job, and it would be better than the one he has right
That's
now.
That's true. But what are the chances that he'll become a politician, and then someone will say a word, and he'll, like, go crazy and act like a monster? When has that ever happened?
That's true. That's true. Okay, well, I mean, look, I feel like we could get him any better job, but if you guys want to go straight to mayor...
Yes, fine. Janitor to mayor.
Okay.
Also, real quick, how do you spell Feign? Is that... Why was I
F-E-I-G-N.
I don't know what I was thinking. I thought there was a Feign that was F-E-I-N. Is it a homonym?
I mean, maybe you're thinking of Mitchell Feign, but that doesn't mean anything.
That's who it was. That's who it was. That just means you're telling me about Mitchell Feign.
Yeah.
Let me remove this sphere of isolation. Brat Yufwap!
Oh, forgive me. I feel the mead has gone to my head, and now I'm feeling sorry for myself because I've fallen so far from my previous position as the guardian of the poor knights of Portalia, the nighttime. And now to be just a janitor cleaning up ogre shit. What a terrible fate that has befallen me.
Oh, I think Mr. Chauncey might have a drinking problem.
That seems like a lot.
Well, he was just drinking by himself.
Yeah, I was in a...
But to be
you
fair,
saw what happened.
To be fair, I put him in a sphere of isolation.
Who's this guy again?
That's Barney.
It's Barnold. I've been saying Arnie this whole time.
No, it's Arnie. It's Arnie.
Oh, all right.
Well, you will forgive me for indulging myself in a little bit of self-pity because sure. I'm sad. I've had a change of life that's not been very kind to me. Yeah.
Mr. Chauncey, we have a life-changing opportunity to offer you.
What? Worse than cleaning toilets?
No, far better.
Oh, I like the sound of this, then.
Yes.
Please tell me more.
Here in Hog's Face, all you do is take the sash and put it on, and then you're the mayor.
The mayor?
That's correct.
Well, that sounds grand.
Mr. Chauncey.
Yes?
Would you like to be one of the many mayors of Hog's Face?
If chosen, I will run. If elected, I will serve. The answer is yes.
Well, you don't even have to run, and no one's going to elect you. You just have to put on the sash.
Oh, it's just that simple.
It's just that simple.
Well, please, where is this sash? Let me put it on.
Has anyone seen Mayor Manana? I think
I think the sash is still inside the tavern.
Oh, no. Let me think for a moment. Do I have a sash summoning spell? Surely I can devise one.
He's going to be thinking about this for a while.
It'd be so easy
for you to just...
You'll be back in life
very quickly. Well, let me pop your bubble here and then...
Stop floating. So I should just run it.
Yeah, just grab it and then come back.
There I go. Clippity-clop.
Oh, if it isn't Chauncey.
How are you doing, big guy?
I'm doing okay. I mean, I'm tired of sleeping under these bushes.
What are you still doing out there? I thought I told you 50 feet. I'll run this place now.
Well, stay at my hovel. I have a hovel.
Would you mind? I feel
no,
so bad.
No, you stayed there before. Would I mind?
No, but it's like I moved out and I kind of got myself together.
No, I still
And
have
now, like, to come back, it's like...
No. I still have a...
Activia.
Is
Activia.
This the sash?
Yes, that is. It seems like Activia was yelling at you in
When's
there.
When's the last time any of you took a shower?
Yelling
I can
at
smell
everyone
it in here, and this place smells like piss. Why can I smell you above piss?
She's angry.
She's very angry.
You saw we got the sash.
What? Oh, here.
Your spell worked.
Oh, I didn't even try that hard.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Now, how does it work? Does one of you put it upon me, or do I put it upon myself?
Here, I shall place it over your shoulder.
Can there be, like, a little ceremony? Or...
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, yeah, you know...
Also, let me, I'm going to turn on your laptop camera. I'm going to make a new documentary about the new mayor.
Oh.
Is there any music you can play on there?
Let's see. Make sure it's free use. There you go.
Oh, my. This is wonderful. Mm. The music is playing for the ceremony, and you're going to document this, you say?
If it's all right with you.
Well, of course it is. This is wonderful. What do I do?
Mr. Chauncey, repeat after me. Mm-hmm. Do you swear to uphold the laws of Hog's Face?
Do you swear to uphold the laws of Hog's Face?
Yes, I do.
Wait a minute.
This is a good inauguration for both of you at the same time.
Yes, we're inaugurating each other.
All right, then. Yes. Pray, continue.
Do you swear to uphold the laws of Hogsface?
Do you swear to uphold the laws of Hogsface?
Yes, insert my name, I do.
Yes, I insert my name, I do. I now declare thee.
Mayor of Hogsface.
Mayor of Hogsface.
You may kiss the bride.
You may kiss the bride.
Here is your sash.
Oh, this is wonderful. Wow. Oh, my word. You gentlemen, you've made me so very happy. This is so much nicer than cleaning privies.
Yeah, and you're going to make a great mayor. You're just such a fancy fawn.
Oh, what are my responsibilities?
Well, you have to run town hall meetings where the people of Hogsface come and they...
Oh, right.
They state their displeasure at a certain number of things, and then you propose legislation to perhaps respond to those inquiries and complaints.
But it's largely bullshit.
Yes!
Oh, right. Yeah.
Well, here, also, I forgot to give you this giant pair of scissors.
Oh, a giant pair of ceremonial scissors.
Yes.
No, they're not ceremonial.
I actually have to do work with these?
Yes, these are the
trimming of hedges. And
this is the only pair of scissors that the town of Hogsface owns.
I do yard work?
A lot of circumcisions. And
is there a smaller pair of scissors for the circumcisions? Or how big are these people that are getting the circumcisions?
A lot of ogres.
Various, yeah.
Ogres. Why are there so many ogres? And why are they so religious?
That's a good question. I've always wondered that myself. I've never been able to come up
with
a good
answer. Well, hopefully this is not too large of a task to place upon your shoulders, because I'd hate to feel like we're tricking you into work, much like, Arnie, you were telling us about that guy on Earth who used to trick people into work. His name was Huckleberry Finn?
Yeah, Huckleberry Finn. F-I-N-N.
I'll fucking tear your eyes out, you piece of shit! Why don't I get all of you?
Oh, I got it all on
no, John!
What?
Oh,
did you
no.
document this?
There's footage of this.
This
now.
Is going to be such a dynamic documentary.
No.
Oh, my God.
I'm ruined. I've only been in office for 30 seconds.
Mr. Chauncey, I've been thinking about this problem, and I think there might be one solution.
What is it?
Have you considered being mad all of the time?
So then, when I wanted to, I could go into that fugue state.
Yes,
I could control it.
Sort of own it, yes.
So if I'm just constantly thinking how much I despise everyone,
yes,
and want to rip their eyeballs out and tear their heads off, strangle them.
Exactly.
Then I wouldn't need to go into the fugue state so often. I could go into it when I chose.
It almost makes sense.
I think it's a banner move.
The old expression.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I guess.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Mayor, Mr. Chauncey.
Mr. Mayor Chauncey. Chauncey, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Chauncey Mayor.
Wait,
Mr.
Your name's not...
He just keeps writing it over and over and curses
Mr.
on his notebook there.
Chauncey
I think
Mayor.
His full name is Mr. David Chauncey Jr.
Oh.
That is true. My full name is Mr. David... My full name is Mr. David Chauncey Jr.
Oh, okay.
Mayor Mr. David Chauncey Jr.
Beautiful.
Oh, well, okay. I can't remember that.
You can't remember that? You've already committed to not being able to remember it.
I can't.
Give yourself a day, sleep on it.
Give it a try.
Mr.
Nope.
Wait, right out of the gate. This is par for the course.
Arnie, look at the sash. What does the sash say?
Mayor.
Great. Right. Now follow that up with what you're going to say.
Mayor. Can't remember that.
Let's read an email.
Yeah.
I have an email here. You can always email me at chunt @gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's. This is from Alonso Soriano. Hey, guys. I haven't caught up yet, but I have a possible solution for the book club if you still need one. Way back in Season 1, Spintax scoffed at Usador's quest because there always has to be a Dark Lord. And since Usador's Master of Light and Shadow, what if Usador became the new Dark Lord, forcing the current one into early retirement? Just a thought. Keep your spirits up. Some guy in North California. Have you ever thought about becoming the Dark Lord?
Absolutely not.
Well, if you are the thing we were trying to defeat, I feel like we could defeat you.
Well, there was one time I did consider it.
Oh.
What?
Details.
Yes. See, these two little halflings came up to me and they said, "What if you were the Dark Lord?" And I became great and terrible for but a moment. And I did think of the great power coursing through me as I could destroy all of Foon. And then I thought, it just seems like a hassle.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad, Drill, you didn't do that.
Yeah, I am too. I get it. Like, on my world, you're hanging out in a bar and someone's like, Would you rather be able to fly or be invisible? And you think about it for a few minutes, and then you're like, yeah, eventually I'd turn evil, probably.
If you could fly?
I didn't follow that line of logic either.
Yeah, even if I could fly. I think if I had any sort of superpowers. Wait a second. But what if I could float? I would become evil.
I feel like you'd be modest.
You'd say the ability to float would eventually corrupt your soul over time.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's just the power. I feel so powerful floating here.
May I ask about the question of invisibility, the power of invisibility?
Sure.
What is it about that that would lead you to become evil?
Well, here's the thing. This is the path that my mind takes. I think, look, I want to use my power for good, but also I'm probably going to have to steal some things just to live. Mm. Like, I don't need to be super rich. But then that's the first step of the corruption. It's like, I'm just going to steal money from bad guys. But eventually, you know, it's just one compromise after another.
I feel as if you've skipped a step. Why do you have to steal stuff?
To fund my crime fighting. Because look, I'm going to do so much good.
Yeah, there's a lot of leaps in logic here that I'm not.
You look dizzy. You look dizzy. Let me just save this Final Cut Pro documentary under Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Be very careful with that, because that could destroy his political career.
We'll keep it in our back pocket. Bit of an ace up our sleeve, if you know what I mean.
Just in case.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just floating here, thinking about being evil.
You look so awkward floating.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
It doesn't suit you.
You're not even trying to make it so that I can't hear you. You're doing this right in front of me.
Oh, yeah, because we get this footage. This is like our pee tape.
What?
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 It's our pee tape. Just look, I categorize everything by letter. So the last thing I saved on my computer was the O tape. And
let me see your O tape. Show me your O tape.
That would ruin me. That would ruin me. I'm sorry. I'm not showing you my O tape.
I was mostly impressed that you managed to pull out the letter O, because I could tell you almost couldn't remember it.
You could see... You could see on my face, you could probably see me thinking, M. Oh, wait. No, not M.
That explains why you turn evil.
You've been listening to Hello from Outside the Magic Tavern, or as I like to think of it, Save Us, Guest Star. Usador the Blue Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Mayor Mr. Chauncey the Fancy Fawn was played by special guest Paul F. Tompkins. Paul hosts the Earwolf Improv Podcast, Spontanea Nation, and Threedom, plays Mr. Peanut Butter on BoJack Horseman, and appears in almost everything. He's the closest thing comedy has to spiders, in that he's never more than 8 feet away. Find out more at paulftompkins.com. Oh, Josh, the guy walking by, was played by Earwolf engineer, producer, and friend of the podcast, Josh Richmond, who did not expect to be in this episode. Really, does anyone? Okay, I've set up some chairs for our staff meeting by the airlock so we can at least have a view.
Really is a wonderful view.
Whoa, the good chairs. Is this an important meeting?
Here's the thing. I've seen the two of you snooping around the bunker when you think I'm not looking.
Divine snooping.
Your security is very lax.
I thought we had established a level of trust, but I guess this is my Band of Brothers discussion group all over again. You want answers? You want to know why I keep everyone in the dark about the dimensional spectrum? Or how the Burger King portal happened? Well, Ding Dong Brigade, the answer is quite simply that I... Is that... The airlock alarm? How?
Seatbelts, Trisha.
What? Right now? Oh, I thought this was our plan for way down the road, Craig.
Well, I thought I might speed things up a little bit. I know the password. Ah, now that that's dealt with... Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Chakover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Garrett Schultz. Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Laban, additional audio effects by Jason Knox, production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf. Trisha, meet me in the purple room. We're going to celebrate.
Okay. Do you want me to bring my chair?